The Twilight of the Souls by Louis Couperus.
Translator's note. This is the third of the novels known as the Book of the Small Souls. It can be read separately and independently, but will be enjoyed more fully by those who are familiar with Small Souls in the later life. The series will conclude with the next volume, Dr. Adrian.
Chapter 1.
When Gerrit woke that morning, his head felt misty and tired, as though weighed down by a mountain landscape, by a whole stack of mist mountains that bore heavily upon his brain. His eyes remained closed, and though he was waking, his nightmare still seemed to cast an aftershadow, a nightmare that he was being crushed by great rocky avalanches, which he felt pressing deep down inside his head, though he was conscious that the red daylight was already dawning through his closed eyelids. He lay there, big and burly, sprawling in his bed beside Adeline's empty bed. He felt that her bed was empty. There was no one in the room. The curtains had been drawn back, but the blinds were still down, and, though he was awake, his eyelids remained closed, and through them he saw only the red of the daylight, as through two pink shells. It seemed as if he would never be able to lift those two leaden lids from his eyes. This afterweariness flowed slowly through his great burly body. He felt physically rotten, and did not quite know why. The day before, he had merely dined with some brother officers at the restaurant of the Scheveningen Courthouse, a farewell dinner to one of their number who was being transferred to Venlo. And the dinner had been a long one. There was a good deal of champagne drunk afterwards, and they had gone on gaily to make a night of it. One or two of the married ones had refused good-naturedly, but had come along all the same, so as not to spoil sport. Gerrit had come too in his genial way. At last he had decided that that was about enough, and that the road which the others were taking was not his road. He was one of your sensible, moderate people, who never went to extremes. He was very fond of his little wife. Indeed, he already felt some compunction at the idea of perhaps waking her at that time of night, when he went into the bedroom after undressing. As a matter of fact, she did wake, but he had at once reassured her with his gruff, good-natured voice, and she had gone to sleep again. He had stayed awake a long time, lying there with wide-open eyes, angry at not being able to sleep, at having forgotten how to take a glass of wine with the rest. At last, in the small hours when it was quite light, he had slowly dozed off into a misty dreamland, and gradually the mists had turned into solid landscapes, had become a stack of heavy mountains, which pressed heavily upon his brain until they crumbled down in rocky avalanches. Now, at last, he shook off the strange heaviness, took his bath, and, when he saw himself naked, that expanse of clean white skin, the great body built on heavy sinewy lines, a good-looking, fair-haired chap still, despite his 48 years, he wondered that he sometimes had those queer moody fits, like a lady's lapdog. And now, as he squeezed the streaming water over himself out of the great sponge, he tried to pooh-pooh those moody fits, shrugged his shoulders at them, muttering to himself as he kept on squeezing the sponge, squeezing out the water until it splashed and spattered all around him. He had the sensation of washing the inertia from him. He drew a deep breath, flung out his chest, felt his strength returning, and, still naked, took his dumbbells and worked away with them, proud of a pair of biceps that were like two rolling cannonballs. His eyes recovered their usual jovial expression, which also played around his fair moustache with a roguish sparkle, as of inward mockery. The wrinkles vanished from his forehead, which was gradually acquiring a loftier arch, as the crop of fair hair on his head diminished, and the blood seemed to be flowing normally through his big body after the bath and the 5 minutes' exercise, for his cheeks, now shaved, became tinged with an almost pink flush, and he simply could not make up his mind to dress. He looked at himself, at his big, strong, clean body, which he kneaded yet once more, as proud of his muscles as a woman of her graceful figure.